وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته ومنتهى علمه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على ذات المحمدية وعلى وعلى أصحابه وعلى أمته أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد Shaitan and dunya never wins. Shaitan aur dunya, nafs, ye kabhi bhi jeette nahi. They never win. Evil, devil, the distractions of the world, they never win. It is the human being who loses. In shaitan aur duniya aur nafs ye kabhi jeette nahi hai, ye insaan hi hai jo haar jata hai, iska haarna unki jeet ban jati hai. Meaning that if the human being stands up, nothing can stand in his way to success, to salvation. Nothing has the power to withstand the human will and human endeavor and the power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. But the people who you see, they are victims of shaitan or devil or evil, or the world and the love of the world has overtaken them, or the nafs has overtaken them and the evil has overtaken them. It is the case is that they have let themselves down. They have let themselves down. They have let shaitan and nafs and dunya to win over them. Whilst if human being stands, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given special power amongst all the creation. Human being is the like the jewel in the crown in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many creations. There are heavens, there is earth, there is mountains, there is sea, there is fish, animals, birds, all many kind of human creation. But human being is the jewel in the crown. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels even to bow down to the human being. When he said, "Wa'iz qulna lil malaikati isjudu li Adam," because people think that animals, fish, other birds, mammals, that okay, they are creation, but angels are a very wonderful creation. Angels are malaika, a very high level creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in the qissa of human being and angels that, oh people, you think angels are very, very honorable and the most honorable. They are very honorable. They are very high. Their degree is very high. They are sinless creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked all of them to bow down in front of a human being, the father of whole human being, my and your father Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, to show that what in the sight of Allah, what this human being have value, how much honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So shaitan, dunya, nafs, the evil self, the desires, the world, the distractions have no chance to overrule you, to destroy you, unless you let them destroy you. If you let a dog harm you, then the dog is stronger than you. If you let small germs like these diseases, they harm you and you do not protect yourself, they are powerful than you. The microscopic germs and organisms more. If you let drugs harm you, the drugs are overruling you. If you let alcohol rule you, then it is stronger than you. Many human beings are suffering, they have become alcoholics.
If you fall into the love of someone and let them rule you, because when you fall into, you say, love of someone, it's as though you have given your remote control in their hand. You've given your heart to them. So anyone, if you give, they are stronger than you. So you should discover your true value and not be inferiority complex that there is evil, there is this. Yes, that is true. As I was saying in one of the previous khutbas, there are evil people, evil jinnah. There are all these distractions outside, inside you. There are evil forces, the forces of darkness, that is true. But equally or more, there are forces of goodness as well. If on one side it is shaitan, devil, on the other side you have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one side it is the false god of desires and the nafs, on the other side it is the true god, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If on one side there is army of the devils, on the other side there is army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika. If on one side there are armies of shaitan in human beings, on the other side there is army of anbiya and awliya Allah as well. If on one side there is literature, there is which misguides you, which is written, which destroys your mind, corrupts. On the other side, the literature of Quran is there as well. The literature of Quran is there as well. So where is the problem then? If on one side there are models you see in magazines, in the fashion, in the TV, the models which distract you, which invite you towards distraction. On the other side, there are models which Rasulullah ﷺ is one of them, and one of the most superior of them. Awliya Allah and Anbiya, they are also models. They are Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, they are models. The saints of Allah, they are models. If on one side there is wealth of dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown you the wealth of akhirah as well, which is everlasting. If on one side there are women in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to you about whores and the women of paradise. Actually, they are so. The matter is that yes, forces of evil and forces of darkness, they are both there, they are both there. But rather, as I said, the scale is tilted toward the forces of goodness, because put together all the human beings and jinnat and shayateen, angels outnumber them on the face of the earth. The beings of light. When that is the case, then why me and you are siding on the evil side? When both options, when the both forces are there. So the problem is not that there are shayateen, there are evil people. Because equally they are good people, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are blessings as well. The problem is not really that the presence of evil people, the problem is really in me. That who I choose to side with, a person who likes drugs, a druggie will find a druggie in any town he goes very quickly. The problem is not that they are not good people in the town. They are not actually other people who are righteous. But he has found his own kind. So really, the matter is of the choice of the person. Matter is choice of the person, what he chooses. Some of the wise people, they have given example, they've said, look at the honeybee. Wherever it travels, it goes over many, many gutters, dirty water, dirty places, but it always sits, even if there's one flower in whole of the land, it will sit on that one flower. And look at the fly, the other fly, which sits on dirt all the time. If it goes into a garden of flowers, it will still sit on filth and dirt. So the matter is not that the flowers are not there, the matter is that what you actually have chosen. So you should revisit and recognize yourself, okay, that who you are and what choices you are making, and stop playing the blame game. People are very bad, shaitan is out there, the devil is out there, there are bad people in the world, look what other people have done, what the society is doing, what the governments are doing, other, they will always do like this. There will be always bad people. Shaitan is going to live until the end of times. He's not going to die before the day of judgment. He's going to be there. So that's not the case. That's not the problem. The problem is that if you alone only rectify and purify yourself, now no matter where you go, you will not be changed, but you are going to change the environment around you rather. So the case can be opposite now. Rather, you being influenced, no, people are saying, I get influenced by bad people, oh, etc. No. Now shayateen fear you. Evil people fear you, the devils fear you, that people and jinnah, they will be changed towards goodness. How? If you actually change and yourself. Meaning, purify yourself. And once you are purified from the inside, all the other difficulties and obstacles which you are going to face outside, you are going to be the winner over shaitan, over dunya, over nafs and everywhere. One of the saintly person, one of the righteous, saintly mean a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, who has gone through the process of purification and have become victorious, and they have reached Allah. Now they have a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we have a strong bond with dunya and shaitan, they have strong bond with Allah azza wa jal, and they are steadfast on this. So one of the friends of Allah, rahimahullah, he used to eat and he was seen when eating, he didn't use his index finger. आप जगह नहीं, आप जो आए ना उसको कहें, वो यहां से आके ना ऊपर वाले कमरे में जा बैठे, तो ये डिस्टर्ब करते हैं बार बार दरवाजा खोल के. So there is no, so anyone comes now, ask them to sit on the third story, there is place there. You see, people should try to come on time, because they are actually telling you it's like a story. If you don't listen to the beginning of the story, you won't understand the middle. If you don't understand the middle, you won't understand anything. You're not going to get anything. The message of Deen, the Nasiha, is like a story. A film dekhe to darmiyan se jo banda dekhna shuru karta hai, unko kuch ped palle nahi padta. Wo kehta hai ki shuru se pata chalega. Ye drama laga hua hai. Aye ji, humne pehle nahi dekhe, hume koi nahi, band karo isko. Yani wo interest lose ho jata. To isi tarah jo hai deen ki baat hoti hai, ye koi muft ki nahi ki bhai do kaan mein pad gayi wahi aa gayi, kuch samajh nahi aayegi aapko. To isliye jab jo waqt diya jaye, aaye to us pe aaye taaki aapko fayda ho, warna baithne ka sawab to ملے گا لیکن نفع نہیں ہوگا, علم میں اضافہ نہیں ہوگا, سمجھ نہیں, علم میں آ بھی گئی سمجھ نہیں آئے گی, کوئی ضروری بات رہ جائے گی. تو اس لیے مجھے تو بڑا افسوس ہے جو بار لوگ بےچارے آتے ہیں آدھے وقت میں, پھر درمیان والے وقت میں, جب ان بیچاروں کو تو کوئی فائدہ نہیں سوائے ثواب کے, تو چلو تھوڑا ذکر کر لیا, وہ تو بندہ جہاں بھی بیٹھے کر سکتا ہے. بہرحال, سو آئی واز سینگ ٹو یو دیٹ ایک ون ولی آف اللہ, he used to eat and his disciple used to see that he didn't use his index finger, although it was healthy, there was no disability in there, but he used to pick up with other finger and not use this one of the, because normally others, it is disrespectful to ask mashayikh about their personal matters and other things, and their spiritual matters. This is respectful, and you know, and people, students don't ask, so no one asked. But once another scholar, another person, another saintly person, he came and he saw the Shaykh eating, and he his finger, for other works it was fine, but for this he was not using for eating. He said that, Shaykh, can I ask a question, if you don't mind, that you don't use your index finger to eating. For eating you don't use, is there a reason for that? He said, yes, there is a reason, as you have asked now. Ab tumne pooch liya to main bata dun. He said, the reason is, the ones in a vision, vision means he was looking into other dimension now. Like sometimes we see dreams in other dimension. Jinnat, they live in another dimension. Like other creation, they live in another dimension. Similarly, the other barzakh, the other. So he said, in that other dimension, I saw myself in a jungle. I saw myself in a jungle, and in that jungle there was a woman, a beautiful woman sitting. And in that beautiful woman sitting there, and around that beautiful woman there were so many people trying to catch the attention of that woman. Someone was calling her, someone was making signs, there were some men, some people amilin, like reading mantras and jantars and different things to get the attention, jis tarah jadu toona hota hai. Some are reading, some are meaning other things, whichever tricks or anything they are using to get the attention of that woman. But she is not paying attention to anyone at all, and is not even looking very at them. But just as she knows that they are doing, but she doesn't pay attention. So ye jo wali the, this saintly person, he found himself, he said, why are people gathered around? He went, and when he went across, he saw in the middle there is women sitting, and all around the jungle, and these so many hundreds and thousands of people around her, and they are trying to get attention, and she is not paying attention. So he thought, it is a woman, I shouldn't be looking at her at all. मुझे ये लोग किस लिए इकट्ठे हैं, मुझे तो देखना ही, इसको देखना ही नहीं चाहिए, ये तो फजूल, दे आर फॉर यूजलेस थिंग, दे आर सिटिंग अराउंड एंड दे आर ट्राइंग टू गेट हर अटेंशन. सो ही एज सून एज ही वेंट क्लोजर टू हर ही इमीडिएटली टर्न बैक एंड बिगन टू वॉक अवे. स्ट्रेंज थिंग दिस हैड हैपेंड वाज दैट वुमन स्टूड अप एंड शी फॉलोड मी. So hundreds and thousands of people are trying to get her attention, but she's not. But this person have not given attention, but he's going away and she's following him. And he said, he was going away to his hujra and his house, and he was following him. So much so that he ran to his hujra, meaning his room, and shut the door. And he, but now he saw that through the holes and windows and any place, any vacuum which was there, it came in and into the room. So he was somewhat surprised. He said, how dare you come into my room, and you are women alone. She said, I am not a woman, I am dunya, and all these people who you've seen, they are my lovers. They love me, they are trying to get my attention, they are trying to get me somehow. But the thing is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal created me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me, I worshipped Allah for 1,000 years under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I am the creation of Allah. I am one of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am one of the makhluk, one of the creation of Allah. So when Allah created me, He let me live for 1,000 years, I worshipped Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, I am going to send you on the earth now. I am going to send you on the earth now. मैं अब तुम्हें जमीन पर भेजने वाला हूं, तुम वहां जाके क्या करोगी? What will you do? दुनिया इस वली को बता रही, she saying to this wali. He said that, I said to Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, O God, when you send me in dunya, on the face of the earth, whoever will love you, who will be your ashiks, I am going to do their khidmah and serve them. And whoever will become my ashik, I will destroy them. To hazar saal ibadat karke, jab duniya ko Allah ne kaha ki main tumhe zameen par bhejne wala hoon, wahan ja kya karogi? To yahi kaha ki Ya Allah, jo तेरे आशिक होंगे उनकी मैं खिदमत करूंगी और मैं उनको नफा पहुंचाऊंगी, और जो मेरे आशिक होंगे मैं उनको तबाह बर्बाद कर दूंगी, वो जहन्नम में जाएंगे. Whoever will love you, who will be truly yours, I will serve them, and whoever will love me, I'm going to destroy them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me in this world, in this earth, and I am doing so. You are one of the lovers of Allah. You are one of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to serve you. He said, no, still I don't want you. Get out. He's not getting out. So he, with his hand, he pushed her. out of my huda, out of my room. But she still said, when sitting outside, I am going to sit here and serve you with all whatever you need, all the provisions, I am going to serve you. You know, okay, that's your problem, but actually not in here. So the saintly person said, since that vision, because I touched the dunya with my index finger, I don't like to touch my food now, I leave it. That is the reason I don't use my index finger, because I used it in the vision to drive dunya away from me. And I don't like to touch my food with this now, because actually the dunya is filthy thing, lanati thing, and I don't want it. But anyway, that is his story. But in that story, in that vision, he has mentioned the great lesson, that what is that's the state of the people reality now. Politicians, religious people, witch doctors, astrologers, all are after dunya. They want money, money, give me money, give me money. The other day, someone asked me, when I went to this TV channel, that some women are complaining that someone took £2,000 from them to do istikhara. So what shall we do now? Well, I said, actually, they deserve this. So when Rasulullah ﷺ is giving free method to do istikhara, and they phone any willy-nilly here and there, and they become victim, and now they say they deserve this really. So whoever will go away from Allah and His Messenger, ﷺ, their guidance, they will do their own nuqsan and loss and harm. And they deserve that. It's not exactly that they are doing right thing, but me and you, when leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we go to other shayateen and devils and other people, they are going to take advantage. So they are definitely wrong, but these people who are firstly not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not listening to those people who give them free advice, the nasiha of the saliheen, the method of awliya Allah, when they go to these shayateen, they think they are going to get something. And after they see the result, then they cry and weep and then ask. So, this is the matter. So, in that, as I was saying, that is the reality, that dunya is like sitting in this world, in the jungle of this world, the attraction. For politicians, for us people, for worldly people, they're all around doing tawaf and doing all kinds of different things, that she pays attention, she becomes mine. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, with everyone, she's killed only everyone. Look at the kings. Look at the kings, or actually rulers or rich people, everyone she killed only after. They weren't able to take anything with them, but rather actually were betrayed. And second thing which we learn from him is this story, or his vision, that dunya herself mentioned, I worshipped 1,000 years Allah, maine Allah ki 1,000 saal ibadat ki hai, aur Allah ne mujhe zameen par bheja hai ki jao. To Allah ne kya karogi zameen par jaake, farmaya, kehne lagi, tere aashiqon ki khidmat aur apne aashiqon ko tabah kar dungi. I am going to serve your lovers, the ones who love you, make you the objective, and I am going to destroy the ones who will love me. And that's what's happening to me and you. It's not that actually we shouldn't work or anything. It is the what you make ultimate aim, what objective of your life, that central point of your life, to earning the pursuit. What are you pursuing? If you make it wealth or status or anything, you are pursuing dunya, and dunya, if other people destroy or not, like some people say, I think someone has done something on me. Well, dunya is doing something on you. Dunya itself is saying, dunya khud keh rahi hai, koi jadu tuna ka isse ko zarurat nahi hai, main khud hi inko tabah kar dungi, jo mere aashiq banenge. Kisi shaitan ki zarurat nahi, kisi rishtedar ki zarurat nahi, hasid ki zarurat nahi. Dunya ko maqsad banaye, to wo dunya khud hi aapko khatam kar degi. You don't need any more enemy. And that's what the hadith I've been mentioning whole through this month. This is the story of a wali. Ye to wali ki baat hai. Last time I mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah paak khud farma raha hai. Ke auha Allahu ila dunya an akhdimi man khadamani. Ke meri maqsad, jo mera aashiq bane, jo meri itaat farma bardari kare. Whoever serves me, dunya, you serve him. Whoever serves you, destroy and finish that person. And this saintly person, he mentioned his own vision with his own knowledge, with his own about dunya, which is matching with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ab ye hai ke how to get rid of this love of dunya. Now, tariqah-e Muhammadiyah, the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, we don't take people out of dunya. I say to you, you stop work today, you stop living with your family today, you stop actually socializing, you leave your city and come and stay with me somewhere. No. The method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is based upon that we don't take people out of dunya, but we take dunya out of people, the love of dunya out of people. So the people stay there. So Rasulullah ﷺ jo tarika hai, wo ye nahi kehta ki aap biwi bache na rakhein, karobar na karein, ye na karein, wo na karein, siyasat na karein, kuch bhi na karein. Sirf ye wo kehta hai ki tum to dunya mein rahoo, tumhe to dunya se nahi nikalenge, lekin dunya ko tumhare andar se nikalenge. تو دنیا تمہارے اندر سے نکل گئی تو بس کسی چیز کا نقصان نہیں. Then you cannot be harmed. It's like dunya is like snake. The love of dunya is like its poison. If poison is taken out, very big snake you are keeping 10 in your house, you're not going to be bothered as such. They can't harm you as such. But if it is only a little finger-like snake, but the poison is in there, it can kill you. Similarly, if you have little dunya even, you don't have much money, but you have love of dunya, it will destroy your iman. But if you have lot of dunya, like Sulaiman al-Islam was a king, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi was a billionaire person, wealth, and they were so, he was a wealthy person. As such, but because the poison has been taken out from his heart, now he is not bothered as such. The dunya cannot harm, but can serve. So, yesterday in London, one of the brothers, they asked question, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran as well, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Don't become from ghafileen, forgetful, heedless and neglectful people. So he asked a question. He asked a question, how can we get out of ghafla, heedlessness? Ghaflat se kaise banda bach sakta hai? Chalo, Allah ki raza to maqsad hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is your objective. Once you make that your objective, dunya serves you. The dunya comes behind you like that wali. It comes in your khidmah. If you don't want even, it will still forgive you. Instead of you running behind the dunya. So all you say, as I'm saying, politicians, many religious people, worldly people, many of them underlying agenda is money and dunya. I have said previously as well, one person stand up, I want to become MP, Prime Minister, I want to serve people. Ask them, look yourself in the mirror, you are destroying yourself, you displease Allah, His Messenger, no Sunnah is in your life, no Salah is in your life, no piety is in your life, you are destroying your poor body and you want to save millions. This is nothing but like they say, crocodile tears, and actually all this. How? Firstly, save your own soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who anfusakum? O politician, or religious, or whoever it is. Okay, it's good to save others, but when you yourself are drowning in the sea of sin, when you are representing shaitan, you want to make other awliya Allah. And when you yourself are not well wisher of yourself, how on earth you sitting and you have this now, this pain of others in your heart, of the orphans and of the people, poor people suffering, I very much care, I'll give this to them only when they make me king, then I will be in the other world. Then actually they are not bothered, they just actually either fill on their own pocket or their family and other, and that's all. Most of them, obviously they are true people as well, righteous people as well, truly servants as well, but mostly they are, but the sign is at least they should be themselves show that yes, they have done good to themselves. Now alhamdulillah, they are following Allah, they have saved themselves from hellfire, themselves following Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they want to do serve people as well, good and bad. But if they themselves are bereft, how can one say that they actually want others? So it's like a person who is in hellfire himself and saying others, come, I want to invite toward Jannah. How is that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Don't become of the heedless people. غَافِل لَوْكُمْ مِسِ مَتْ بَنْجُ. But the problem is, how can you stay out of ghafla? How can you stay alert? Ghaflat se kaise banda bach sakta hai? Ye sawal hai. Iska jawab dene laga hu main, wo sune. The same wali of Allah, wo yahi jin buzurg ke baat kar rahe the, wo unhone farmaya ki if you want to stay out of ghafla, if you build 5 walls around you, you will stay out of ghafla, you will always stay alert. 5 walls, 5 diwaren apne rooh ke ird gird bana lo, to ghafil nahi tum hoge. Aur agar ek bhi diwar unme se toot gayi to phir tum ghaflat ka shikar hoke tabah ho jayoge. And this is what we all need. How can we stay alert? How does the awliya Allah, how does the friends of Allah, they stay alert that it's like their batteries are charged 24 hours, they are acting. And we pray after one prayer and we think we've done enough now, drained for one another day. Then they say, yes. How? Well, that's what they answer. He said, firstly you make the prayer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you build 5 protective layers of protection around you, you will stay out of ghafla. 5 diwaren apne ird gird bana lo, wo banda, unhone farmaya, ghafil nahi, wo kabhi ghafil nahi ho sakta, he will stay alert. Pucha, kaun si wo 5 diwaren, which one are those? He said, one of the wall, ek wall here, that you should endeavor and work for livelihood. Ek diwar ye hai ki apne mehnat mazdoori karo, but whatever result you get, don't seek more than that. You work, you put effort into it, you do business, lawful work, lawful business. You do lot of effort as much as you want in lawful way, but the results, the money, the income which you are getting now, don't seek more than that. Be happy and content with that only. Because after doing lawful effort, and if you are not happy with the results which you are getting, either you are going to go towards haram and unlawful ways and strategies, or you are going to put deen in the second priority. Prayer, second priority. Deen of Rasulullah ﷺ, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they are all not your priority. Now you say, I want now actually my income, I want to be my target, I want to be millionaire in 2020. Now, like a mad dog, I am going to run towards that 1 million no matter what happens. In the way I am biting relatives or biting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, harming the deen, he is not bothered. He just wants his destination. Unhone farmaya ki this result has been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the first of all he said, do effort, do work, do labor work, business, shop, whatever it is. After what you are getting, lawful way, less or more, don't seek any more through haram ways or to put deen behind you. Just actually be content. Qanaat ikhtiyar kar do us pe ke yahi mere muqaddar mein hai, isi mein meri behtri hai. Ye pehli deewar bana le Allah apne liye. Yani faisla kar le ke maine halal kamana hai aur jo mujhe mila wahi mere liye acha hai. Main overnight millionaire nahi banna drug bech kar, aur over year millionaire nahi banna sharab bech kar, and over month millionaire nahi banna sood lekar. Wo ye nahi karna. Because as you said, these people will destroy themselves. Wo aapka nuksan karte, because Allah is in your welfare. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in your welfare. And people who think drugs, alcohol, haram ways will help them, they then believe shaitan is in their welfare. They then think that Allah is not in their welfare, shaitan looks after us well. Shaitan is our well-fisher, not Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to humare khair khan nahi hai, wo to keh rahe hain ye ruk jao in cheezon se. Shaitan ye humara khair khan hai, na'uz billah, ke ye bichara is tarah fayda ho jayega. So he said, this is one goal. Ye ek jo hai deewar hai, jis bande ne ye bana rahe. Sare awliya Allah isi tarike par rahe, ke unhone mehnat ki, mujahida kiya, work, business aur labor. But whatever results they were getting, they didn't employ any unlawful mean to get more risk. Because that's going to come to you anyway. Even if you are halal way, only that portion is going to. If you adopt the haram way, still that portion is going to come to you. But you will earn the wrath of Allah and destroying your akhirah. Yeh bhi kal bhi main misal de raha tha. Recently the Venezuelan president Hugo, he died. A successful meaning politician, businessman, billionaire person. But before he died, the last words he said was, please don't let me die, I don't want to die. That's helplessly he was saying to doctors, relatives, and these were his last words. Don't let me die, I don't want. Now he was like a king in his country. He was like a billionaire person, but every materialistic dunya thing. But actually, look, when he's leaving, what he wants to do? Who is he asking, let me don't die? These people don't have the power. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all you people who don't believe in me and believe in my messenger, or believe in the sayings of my awliya and sulaha, you think there is nothing, then فَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. When your soul will get to your throat, I challenge you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all who say we don't believe in Allah or there is nothing in Akhirah, there is no spirit. Okay, then when this your soul gets to there, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, let you return it back actually to the body, downwards. فرمایا اگر تم ہی سچے ہو اے فاسق ہو اے کافر ہو اے فاجر ہو کہ آخرت میں کچھ نہیں ہے, یہی مزے ہیں, کچھ نہیں ہے, نہ اللہ نہ رسول, یہ باتیں ہیں, تو جب تمہاری روح گلے تک پہنچتی ہے, ٹیکنالوجی بھی ہے, ڈاکٹر بھی ہے, ہر چیز ہے, تو جب یہاں تک روح آ گئی ہے تو اگر تم سچے ہو تو واپس لوٹا دو اس کو, پتہ چلے کہ واقعی کچھ نہیں ہے. تو اگر نہیں ایسی بات تو پھر مان جو اپنے اوپر, ظلم نہ کرو, سمجھ جاؤ کہ کوئی ذات سب سے طاقتور ہے کہ جو ہوتے ہوئے بھی تمہاری روح کو لے کے جا رہی ہے, سب سے ہوتے ہوئے بھی, سب کے پاس ہوتے ہوئے بھی لے کے جا رہی ہے. اور سمجھ جاؤ کہ دیئر از اندر ورلڈ ویئر یور سول از بینگ ٹیکن ٹو. دس از اے چیلنج آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ٹو ایوری ڈس بلیور ایتھیسٹ, یو ناٹ بلیو ان اللہ, ویئر از یور اسپرٹ گوئنگ دیٹ؟ You yourself are your gods, then return it. Let yourself live for 1,000 years. Where are you going? When you are going, know that you are going somewhere. Tum kahin to ja rahe ho. Aur wohi jahan hai, akhirat ka. So, he was saying, don't let me die. But for him. To isliye hum par bhi ye waqt aane wala. To ek to ye bol. One bol, this. اب جس نے یہ دیوار بنا لی, ایک تو یہ ہے. سیکنڈ ہی سیڈ, سیکنڈ وال بلڈ اینڈ اسٹے الرٹ, میننگ دس شوڈ بی ریفریشڈ ان یور مائنڈ. ڈیتھ از ویٹنگ لائک اے گیسٹ فار یو, لائک ان یور گیسٹ روم. یو سی وین یو ہیو اے گیسٹ ان دا گیسٹ روم, سم ون ٹیلز یور فرینڈ ہیز کم, ہی از ویٹنگ. No matter you are in toilet, no matter you are in sitting room or in kitchen, you have this back of your mind that my friend is waiting, guest is waiting, I have to tell him, I have to tell him I am busy, come another time, or whatever you want to tell him. But in the back of your mind you are stay engaged, no matter what you are doing in the household. A person have come to meet you, once you know that he is waiting and you have to attend him, your mind stays actually towards him, alert. So he said, death has already come, more aa chuke, like a guest it is waiting just to take you. It's already come, the instruction already is been given. Sayyidina Israel al Islam visits every person every day, he sees every person every day. Not what he's doing, soon I will be taking him. تو وہ تو موت کا فرشتہ تو روزانہ آپ کو دیکھتا ہے کہ جس میں وہ وزٹ کرتا ہے. سو سیکنڈ از دس, سیکنڈ وال دس, آفٹر فرسٹ ون از یو پٹ ایفرٹ ٹو گین رسک اینڈ وٹ ایور ریزلٹ یو گیٹ, بی کنٹینٹ, ڈونٹ امپلوائے اینی ان لوفل مینس, اور ڈونٹ give dunya priority, meaning, and leave the deen and salah and halal and haram, etc. Stay in, meaning, in vigilant. Third wall, he says, is that be alert, keep your mind in this, that there is certain rights of Allah upon me, except me, no one can fulfill them. Because once you know that it's only you who can do something, then you have to get up, person gets up. No prophet, no wali, no angel can fulfill that right of Allah which is on you. For example, believing on Allah is Allah's right. No one can believe instead of you. You can't say to your brother, you believe instead of me so that I can take benefit. You go and pray Zuhr for me, If this was the case, I think all other many people will be fighting over this. You go and do it for me. I'm resting now. But now they know that everyone has to actually attend their own haqooq or to fulfill the rights of Allah. It's like eating. No one can eat instead of you. It's you. So you have to. Like a person, a man of household who has a wife, children, he knows it's his responsibility to provide his children. So he, to find work, he gets out. He doesn't expect the neighbor to give money to his children and to his wife and to his for his bills. He doesn't. He says, it's my responsibility, no matter I now beg or I actually work, find work, somehow borrow money, I'll have to provide my children. So the third wall, teesri diwar aapne farmaya ye hai ke ye jaan lo apne zehen mein batha ke ke jo Allah ka jo haq hai wo sirf tum hi ada kar, tumhare ilawa koi nahi kar sakta, na tumhari ammi, na abbu, na shaykh, na murshid, na bhai, na behan, duniya puri nahi kar sakti, wo tum hi ne kar raha hai. This should actually encourage you to stand up, because only you can do it, no other one can do it. And the fourth wall, he said, is to stay in this mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me and watching every deed of mine. Chauthi ye hai. Fourth wall, Allah is with me and watching closely every deed, small or bigger. اور پانچویں آپ نے فرمایا یہ کہ جان لو کہ سانس کبھی بھی نہیں رکتا. Does breath stop? He says, with every breath your life is diminishing, coming less and less. Even you are eating, you are breathing. Even you are eating, you still are breathing, your life is lessening of dunya. You're going away from dunya. Even if you're sleeping, you are breathing. جب بندہ سو بھی رہا ہے سانس تو لے رہا ہے نا. کوئی بندہ سوتا ہے تو کیا سانس روک کے سوتا ہے؟ سانس اس وقت بھی لے رہا ہے. اس کا مطلب ہے تم سو بھی رہے ہو تو دنیا کی زندگی تمہاری کم ہو رہی ہے. تم چل پھر رہے ہو, انجوائے کر رہے ہو, کھانا کھا رہے ہو, you're going on work, you're going to toilet, with every breath is taking, stripping a life away from you. It's taking one strip away from you, another strip away from you, another portion away from you. تو یہ پانچ چیزیں, کہ these five things he said, ان کا خیال بندہ ذہن میں پکا لے, مراقبہ یہ اتنا قوی ہو جائے کہ یہ پانچ چیزیں, these five things become so entrenched and embedded in your mind and heart that they stay like walls, he said, then that person will not fall into ghafla. That person will not fall into forgetfulness. پھر یہ بندہ غفلت کا شکار نہیں ہوگا. جب ان میں سے ایک دیوار بھی گر گئی تو سمجھ لو کہ you are in danger now. How can you expect to be protected when you don't have walls, when you have no clothing to be protected from the enemy? These are five layers of protection. یہ پانچ دیواریں ہیں جو آپ کو غفلت سے بچا کے رکھ سکتی ہیں, provided you build them, make them strong around you, around your spirit. And one of the way how these walls can be built is to follow this course of self-purification, which every time we say. This self-purification course is not actually like to make anything or just a time-passing thing. It is for the very greatest need which you will have. It will fulfill the greatest need, what you will need in qabr, in grave, what you will need in akhirah, what you will need in on the bridge of Sirat, and forever, and here as well. So I finish my nasiha here, and maybe a person should take heed. Dunya, I explained to you, what is dunya? Dunya can't destroy you unless you lend them. Like some people say, government, now the election time, government and opposition parties, like here Labour and the other conservative party. Now, opposition's never been, it's the governments which are lose, because they do some wrong thing, people don't like them, they vote for the opposition. So really, it's the governments which lose, not the that the opposition wins, because they've not done anything, they're only promising. So similar is the case, dunya and shaitan never wins, it is you and me who lose. They win because actually we let them. And second thing I explained to you, that if you, dunya has said, I am going to serve the person, the one who loves Allah and ones who will serve Allah, I am going to serve the person, it will come behind that person. Otherwise it will enslave you. And the third thing I mentioned to you, if you have this problem, I fall into forgetfulness, ghafla, laziness and these things, build these five walls and make them strong, you won't face ghafla, you will stay alert. And one of the way to do that is to learn how to build these walls. After the zikr majlis, sit for 10-15 minutes and get some practical advice and tips which can help you inshallah in this world and akhirah as well. Jazakumullah khairan jazak. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
As I was saying, is anybody here, any brother or sister, who would like to find out more about this course, sanctification, which will help you? You've heard everything in the Nasiha, how to build the walls, how to free yourself from the shackles of the shaitan, or how to free yourself from the sea of sins. How slowly and slowly how the dunya can be taken out of you. This course of self-purification is taught by themselves, free of charge. For 10 minutes somebody will sit down and we give everything, alhamdulillah, to you, and you don't have to leave your businesses or homes or emigrate or migrate anywhere, you do it at your own pace. So some brother will sit with you and explain how this works and how slowly, day by day, you can rid yourselves of, you know, the dark forces and the sins that we're all engrossed in. So if there's any brother who wants to know how this methodology works, or just find out a bit more, or just sit and just listen and just increase your knowledge, please put your hand up. MashaAllah, you've never
heard?
MashaAllah. And yours, brother? MashaAllah. And if there's anybody else who wants to sit with these two brothers while the methodology is being shown to them, please feel free and you're more than welcome to sit with them and learn about this method. Also, as you know, Azizab travels the world taking this message. They've just come back from the Far East, from Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and they're soon to depart to the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, to Makkah Mukarram and Medina Munawwara on Hajj, on Umrah, sorry. And there's a brother going with them from the 7th of April. Then also after that, they will be going to Morocco in May. If there's anybody who wants to travel with them, see Brother Said about that. That'll be on the 5th of May, 10 days. Also, they've just, for 3 days, they've just come from down south, from the London area. There was a whole Jamaat went for 3-4 days. Jamaat's been taking place. So brothers are encouraged to go out in the path of Allah and make the most of these moments. And any moment that is spent in the path of Allah, that is truly saved. Everything else is wasted. So always, in every way, get out. This is the work of the Anbiya. It is our responsibility to spread the message of Deen. And also that they've taken this message around the world. But don't forget, also in your own localities, you know, the message of your people in your street, in your town, even in your own families, they need it just as badly as people across the other side of the world. But we always find that we travel further away, thinking people need that message further away, but people in our own localities are being deprived. So we should also make that effort as well. Also, Huzza Sahib's got a Facebook page, and more importantly, you can check them up on Sheikh Ahmed Dabbagh on the Facebook page, and there is regular updates on there. There's also guidance and the Zia on there, and you know, to follow them on that. But you know, on the other side, on the flip side, you know, people read the newspapers and look at the stars. Yeah, the other side, and you know, these stars are general for everybody. But everybody says, "Well, my lucky day today." Yeah, and the same way this Nasir is coming, but everybody shouldn't say it's general. It's made for somebody else. If the people on the other side, they take everything that the advice that Shaitan gives them personal to themselves, equally any advice that is given, that is from Allah and His Rasul, we should accept that as well. So if there's anything, any guidance given, we should take it personally for ourselves and not think it is for somebody else, and then reflect upon it and correct ourselves with that nasihat that is given to us. So do follow them and see this, because while they're away, we don't have that contact, and this is a way of contact to stay in there and to take that guidance and nasihat, and then it's regularly updated. So please, you follow them on Facebook, and you can find them under Sheikh Ahmed Dabbagh.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.